Joining me live over the phone right now this morning, Representative Andrew Byron from the Wyoming State Legislature, House District 22, with the legislative preview of the session coming up very soon. Representative, good morning. How are you doing today?
Great, Duke. How are you?
Hey, doing fantastic. Appreciate your time as always. And what are we, a week away from the session beginning, correct, in Cheyenne?
Yeah, we are exactly a week away. A week from today, we'll be down in Cheyenne getting wrapped up with a little bit of morning training. And in the afternoon next Monday, we'll be starting to take introductory votes on bills getting read into the body.
All right. Well, of course, as we head into the session, most of the talk, there's been a lot of talk, but most of it's been centered around recalibration and the recommendations coming out of the Joint Appropriations Committee. Give us the latest that you're seeing from that and maybe your thoughts on what things are looking like.
Yeah, thanks. That's been a big hitter just recently. The Recalibration Committee just came out with their, I believe it's a 95-page bill a few days ago. So I'm still trying to digest that. Both the two school districts that my house district fall in, I think, are still grappling with it. And it's been a long process. We're really certainly Teton County 1 and Lincoln County 2 were really concerned about the direction it was going. It seems to have gotten a little bit better. It passed out of committee with a 9-0 vote. Obviously has opportunities to get amended on the floor. But it's a big deal, and it certainly, as we thought was coming out, and the product we were hearing was coming, was really, really going to hurt our Western Wyoming school district. So I hope that they've made it better, and I hope that we can make it even better when we get it to the floor.
What would you like to see? I guess if you were in the GA in the Joint Appropriations Committee, Representative, how would you like to see this go?
Well, if I was in the JAC, is not here in this bill specifically, but JAC's done a lot of other different things as the governor's budget came onto their lap, and the big things they did, they did a lot of things, and I did not vote for the supplemented budget actually because of a lot of the changes the JAC made in this last session, and obviously, as I think we discussed on the last time I was on, that supplemented budget did not pass. So I just don't want them to muddle in it too bad and get more confusing to the people. We're talking about massive budget cuts to certain organizations, certainly the University of Wyoming that we're all so proud of supporting, and some of us are alumni. They're facing a real big budget cut that the JAC has implemented on them. So it seems to be that some of the JAC members have walked some of the stuff back. Certainly, I think the issue with them going into that meeting with some scripts and some maybe lack of understanding how their motions were affecting certain departments is clear now. But we got a lot of work to do. It is a very quick session. It's only 20 days. There's a lot of thresholds for votes, getting other bills in to be heard, and it's a wild ride for this short session.
Representative Andrew Byron with the legislative preview this morning on the weekday wake up. So heading into the budget session, as you mentioned, any other priorities or anything else that you're focusing on yourself heading into it?
Yeah, as TRW, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, Culture Resources Committee Chairman on the House side, we have four bills we're going to see that we got through the interim, and the Senate side has a few more. One of the big ones that continues to be discussed is corner crossing, and certainly doesn't affect our local counties or certainly House District 22 directly, but it's got huge, wide-sweeping potential effects on the southern part of the state. So, that was held up and supported. The ruling came from the 10th Circuit Court, and the Supreme Court decided not to hear an appeal. So that is now how it is, and corner crossing is legal, and we have a bill coming, and we still have some tweaks we got to do to that. And generally just supporting trails in Western Wyoming, certainly, summertime recreation use with side-by-sides and dirt bikes and different stuff going in Southwest Wyoming where it's so important. But, I think a budget session should really be concentrated on just that, Duke, the budget. And I do have a couple bills in my back pocket. Nothing that's going to catch a headline, but some interesting bills, related to some school safety. And I have a bill related to that that's going to potentially going to run about AEDs, automated external defibrillators, just some policies around that, because those are, confirmed and proven to save lives. So that's something I'm working on. But, this budget session is just for that, the budget. And if history tells us anything, there's an introductory vote threshold of 2/3. So we won't even hear a bill or even get a bill assigned out to committee if we don't have that 2/3 vote. So, we got to take care of our people in our districts. And that's really what I'm concentrating on. I think the property tax relief that's been passed has been really, really good. And kind of with that, Duke, if I can give a quick plug, you know, and I imagine you've talked about this, but make sure the folks in Lincoln County, and as they commute up and as they're driving around Western Wyoming, anyone that's hearing this needs to make sure they get in onto their on their treasurer's website and get applied for that 25% off, because it was automatic last year, and you have to sign an affidavit this year. I think the deadline is March 1st. So reminder to those folks and those constituents to get in and get that property tax relief that they asked for. And yeah, I'm certainly looking forward to Cheyenne. It's going to be grueling, but it goes by fast, and excited for it.
Now, you and I were talking before you went on the air. This is your fourth session. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's gone by quick. We were just reflecting on fourth year getting to do these interviews. I'm really lucky to get to join with my fellow colleagues in Lincoln County and southwestern Wyoming to hop on, and we really appreciate the opportunity to get out and get some information back to our constituents. So now, thank you for that,
Dude. Yeah, and absolutely. And you've touched on some really important topics here, but I think the one thing we all want to know is heading into your fourth session. What's the facial hair situation? Because your mustache last year was pretty on point. That was kind of one of the big headline grabbers was the mustache. Is that back?
Well, it seemed to be the headliner was my mustache and my otter bill I ran. I have figurines all over my desk with otters. You know, it was a great bill that passed and had a great support of Game Fish. I do have facial hair right now. You know, as a first responder firefighter, we have some policies against that. But as I go to Cheyenne, I'm kind of letting it loose. And as soon as I leave the house and the wife's not looking, I can get creative. So I might put something on the old mug and see how it lasts. But, you know, I'm excited. We have to have a little bit of humor when we get down there. And we have to get some laughs in because, man, it is a serious, serious time in our state. We're really at a crossroads. And it's an honor to get to represent the folks in House District 22 and help Western Wyoming. And with that comes long, grueling days, but a couple giggles here and there.
Awesome. Love it. That's Representative Andrew Byron this morning. Appreciate your time, and we'll touch base during the session.